I think love also has a lot to do with it as well. I mean, going back to what David said earlier and looking at verse 2, I don't think the reason he told his father the evil report was to make himself look better. I think a lot of times when we tattle on one another, it's to glorify ourselves by pointing out problems in others. But I really think the reason he went to his father was because he loved his father and because he loved his brethren as well. He didn't like seeing his father dishonored by the actions of his brethren. And I don't think he liked seeing his brothers either acting in an evil way. And I think that, you know, another important thing for us to keep in mind is to act in love always. Although, you know, we have to maybe sometimes bring evil reports, but I think when it's done in love and when it's done, you know, trying to glorify the Father, that is the most effective way it can be done.
I think, well, that's one thing that stands out about Joseph, and I think that's a wonderful type of the Lord Jesus was. You see it especially later in his life as Joseph loved his brethren, because when the tables were turned, Joseph was in a position of power. He went out of his way and worked very diligently to bring them in a position to help them, to take care of the sins that they committed, to make them in a way that they could have fellowship with him. Joseph truly loved his brethren from the beginning. No matter what they did to him, he loved them. And I think that is one of the most important things we need to see, is Joseph's life was truly characterized by love.
If I could just summarize quickly the two dangers that we have spoken about and the remedy for them, just for, because I realize sometimes, and I tell you, I hope you are paying attention to what is being said. There are real, practical, good material that we just spoke in the last 20 minutes or so. I hope you are paying attention. As we have heard, the two dangers that we have are these. Peer pressure. I'll do because everybody else does it, because I don't want to be standing out and I don't want to be the odd guy at school or at home or at work. Peer pressure. It's a very real thing. Peer pressure. We all somehow gave in because the group is doing it. Don't be the odd one out. Joseph did not cave in. Because the pressure or the thing that governed him was the word of God and the commandment of his father. As we have heard, he was familiar with the history of Jacob. He was familiar, I believe, with the history of Abraham. He was familiar with all that had taken place. He was taught in these things because you just don't do it, as we have heard earlier. There were not any good examples around him. He was familiar with the word of God. And let me say what we have said earlier in the beginning. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. This is the only remedy you have. You might not have good peers around you to help you out. So he did not give in to peer pressure. He did not imitate them in their language. And we are in the danger to speak like the world. We are. Sometimes you hear people talking and you wonder if they are really believers. We are in danger to dress like them. And you really wonder sometimes if these people are true believers. We are in danger because, and you can say, well, everybody does it around me. The other thing is the influence of our surroundings. Now, we are not living in a bubble. We are not isolated. We are interacting every day. You young people have access to material through the internet. It influences you. It influences you greatly. You have to be careful because these influence what you see, what you watch, what you hear. Trust me, it impacts you. I don't care what you say. It does impact you. Be very careful. Be very careful. You know why Joseph's brethren acted the way they acted? What did they learn that from? They were the people living around them. They were living in the land of Canaan, right? The first person that Jacob dwelt in the land of Canaan. There were the Canaanites living there. And the Canaanites lived in a certain way. And Joseph's brethren picked from that and started doing the very same thing. And we need to realize that there is a danger around us in the world, pressurizing us to conform to their image, to be like them. The remedy, as we have said, and as we have heard, is to be taught of God through the word of God and have Christ as our pattern and our example.
Just before we close, very quickly, because we're out of time already. This last verse that we read was with Joseph, verse 16, I seek my brethren. Would we say this is what Jesse was mentioning before, the feeding the sheep? Peter that we should be seeking our brother, or is there another thought in this?
It can be taken domestically. It can be taken in assembly setting. There's no question. It's like Nehemiah. He was seeking the welfare of his brethren by building the gates and the walls. This will conclude our first reading. The brother that closes in a word of prayer, please give thanks for the food. And we should be back here by 1:30 p.m., Lord willing, to have the gospel.